And now, my fellow Americans, a little series we do regularly here, portraits of interesting people we meet along the way.
It really does boil down to that simple interaction between a live monster and a live person, and then the surprise.
It's Charles Bradshaw's job to make people scream. He works at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. It's redubbed Knott's Scary Farm at this time of the year. Each October, the theme park puts on a big show with dozens of spooky attractions featuring live actors as ghouls and monsters and scaring visitors in maze-like environments such as Malice in Wonderland and the Carnival of Carnivorous Clowns in 3D. It sounds a little silly, but for Charles Bradshaw, horrifying people is a very satisfying business.
If you can get the screams going and they keep going and you know your monsters are doing their job and people are coming out of the mazes laughing because they got gotten in the maze, you know, I can't believe that guy got me, and all of those things, that's the review that we're looking for. The music that's playing in there is a little deafening, so that kind of puts the senses off. And the walls are very high and posing on the people as you go through. And all of that does is create an atmosphere that the vampires can lurk in the shadows and do their startle. We also like to look for variety to our mazes. The Asylum is a disturbing maze. It plays on a whole different set of fears than the high school, which is a little more tongue-in-cheek, a little more campy, but still, you know, I mean, cheerleaders with knives. So you've got that going as well. And then you've got classic things like the log ride, and that's more of a straight jump out and scare type of scare. A guy could not bring a girl to a better place for a date than this event, because she jumps, and where she jumps in your arms. It's perfect.
Charles Bradshaw is the director of entertainment at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. The Halloween Haunt runs through this Saturday, and you can get more details about My Fellow Americans at our website, npr.org.